The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The world is a complicated place. You need someone to expose the political fakers, fixers, and takers, and to cut through the mindless chatter and misdirection to help you make sense of it all. That person is Dan Proft, and this is The Dan Proft Show.
Welcome to this Tuesday edition of The Dan Proft Show. Thanks for joining us. You can get podcasts of the program at danproftshow.com. Follow us on social media at Dan Proft Show. And we begin by updating the Fredo and Nipple Rings Gambino act. That's a great name for a hip-hop act. It turns out to be a terrible vaudeville act, though. And Chris Cuomo, Fredo, took to his show yesterday to explain why he won't be covering negative news about his brother, which distinguishes all previous coverage of his brother on his show. Here's Fredo.
Before we start tonight, let me say something that I'm sure is very obvious to you who watch my show. And thank you for that. You're straight with me, I'll be straight with you. Mm. Obviously, I'm aware of what's going on with my brother. And obviously, I cannot cover it because he is my brother. Now, of course, CNN has to cover it. They have covered it extensively, and they will continue to do so. I have always cared very deeply about these issues, and profoundly so. I just wanted to tell you that. There's a lot of news going on that matters also, so let's get after that.
A translation, obviously I cannot cover negative news about my brother, unlike obviously I could use my show and CNN to lionize my brother's handling of COVID, play Q-tip grab ass with him, help him sell books, discuss his POTUS ambitions, and yuck it up about his dating life. That old swordsman, him. Yeah, obviously. By the way, can you get this Yale graduate a thesaurus so he uses an adverb other than obviously? This was Chris Cuomo, just to remind anybody who's forgotten, share it with your friends. Chris and Andy, Fredo and Nipples Ring Gambino, back in June in better times.
I just hope you recognize what even I'm able to recognize, being spawned from the same wolf pack. I hope you are able to appreciate what you did in your state and what it means for the rest of the country now and what it will always mean to those who love and care about you the most. I'm wowed by what you did, and more importantly, I'm wowed by how you did it. This was very hard. I know it's not over, but obviously I love you as a brother. Obviously, I'll never be objective. Obviously, I think you're the best politician in the country. But I hope you feel good about what you did for your people, because I know they appreciate it. Nothing's perfect. You'll have your critics.
Thank you.
But I've never seen anything like what you did, That's why I'm so happy to have had you on the show, and I hope you know that.
I think he does, obviously. Nipples Ring Gambino in better times, you know, hey, he just does what's right and lets the chips fall where they may.
So you just do what's right. I did what was right. I'm comfortable with what I did. I think the facts bear it out. I think the numbers bear it out. I think we saved tens of thousands of lives, but I did what was right.
That's what he does. He does what's right. Against that backdrop, the number of individuals in his party's ranks, his fellow travelers calling for his resignation, is increasing with each passing day as the number of accusers, female accusers, increase with each passing day. Yesterday, a third woman coming forward to accuse Cuomo of inappropriate sexual behavior, saying he grabbed and kissed her at a wedding 2 years ago in 2019. This 33-year-old said he started by coming up to her. She doesn't know him. This is her story. Puts his hand on the small of her back at a wedding. She pushes his hand away. That's got to be a sort of a daunting thing to do for the governor. But nonetheless, if what she's saying is accurate, good for her. And then he said, and there's pictures of this. In fact, it's the picture that adorns the New York Post with the headline Handsy Andsy, because Randy Andy was taken. He grabs her cheeks. He grabs her by the cheeks, puts his hands on her two cheeks, and tries to kiss her. she recounts this saying, I turned my head and apparently, according to my friend, he kissed me on the cheek. Mm-hmm. I guess she just doesn't understand his madcap humor. Because remember, that was the standing explanation, the standing apology as of yesterday when it was just two accusers. It's just, he's just got a zany sense of humor. He likes to kid around with people he works with and who work for him. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something about this crude, licentious, but there's something else too. These cosmopolitan Pauls, aren't they just so lame with his fifth grade playground rap? It's just remarkable. Now, the interesting thing is the timing of this. A lot of people have raised that. Why go after Cuomo now? These mostly, the last two women who've come forward are new, but certainly the first woman who came forward who worked for him, Boylan, she made these accusations last year. The questions and indication that the public was being lied to by the Cuomo administration about deaths at nursing homes was something that was raised last year, reported on last year. Why the feeding frenzy now with Mayor Warren Wilhelm throwing in, with the first member of New York's congressional delegation, a Democrat, Kathleen Rice, throwing in saying he should resign? Why now? For more on all this, we're pleased to be joined again by Adam Mill. He is an attorney specializing in labor and employment and public administration law. He's also a contributor to The Federalist, Am Greatness, American Greatness, and The Daily Caller. Adam, thanks for joining us again. Appreciate it.
Oh, Dan, thank you so much, and thank you for all that you do.
I liked your piece, and I want to get to the gist of it. But just first with what you see going right now, the besieged Cuomo, you know, his political aspirations now done. Now he's in strict survival mode. But the walls are closing in on him now when much of this has been known for some time. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, I mean, when you were playing that clip of his brother saying, you know, that CNN has to cover the news about him. And I was thinking to myself, news is probably the wrong word because news implies new, doesn't it? We've known since almost right away that his nursing home executive order was just a disaster. And I mean, you can go all the way back. He commissioned a report that was ghostwritten by the McKinsey Consulting Group. And it said that none of these excess nursing home deaths were his fault. So what happened, just to remind the readers, is that right after COVID hit, I mean, this is really early on, I'm talking like February or March of last year, Cuomo signed an executive order, one, banning hydrochloroquine as a therapy, which was a strange thing to do right off the bat. And then the other thing he did was he forced nursing homes to accept COVID patients back into their, or he banned the fact that they had COVID as a reason to get rid of them. And then the result was predictable. And so you've got thousands of people in New York, and it's not just New York, New Jersey, Michigan, and I think Pennsylvania are the four states where they did this. Thousands of families who lost their elderly mothers and fathers, who weren't able to go to a funeral, who weren't able to visit them while they were sick. They died in a lockdown, basically a bedroom that was turned into a cell, a horrible, lonely death for somebody that you love. And it was because Cuomo did not shelter the nursing homes. There were thousands of excess deaths. And one of the other things that he did, and this was known too, I mean, I knew about this, you know, months ago, was that if it looked like a COVID nursing home patient was about to die, he would make sure that the nursing home got that person into the hospital, and then that person would not be counted as a nursing home death of COVID. But even with that policy, thousands of elderly people still died in those nursing homes. And these sexual harassment claims, as you said, they've been around for a while. The Guardian reported on one of them last, I think, December. He's also had other problems with people who worked for him, you know, being caught taking a bribe. So
do you think this is just essentially critical mass of all the people that he's crossed, angered, all of the bad acts? It just piled up and it reached critical mass at this point in time, or there's something else afoot with respect to the timing of this?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what they want you to think. Like it's a water clock with like a jug of water, you know, dripping into it. When it reaches a certain weight, then it, you know, throws a switch and then it's a critical mass. I don't think that's true at all. I mean, I think we know from history that there's all different masses of scandals that affect different players. So, you know, for Al Franken, it was that one picture. For Harvey Weinstein, it took years of raping people before something finally happened. Cuomo, you know, it's, I don't think it's a critical mass. I think that the Democrats are doing what any kind of unified, all-powerful party does, which is the power game happens internally. And I think somebody's looking at Cuomo and deciding that he's in the way. They don't need him anymore. Big Bad Orange is gone. And so the political winds have shifted. He's not valuable anymore. And somebody wants that governor position, and he's sitting in it.
Somebody might be Tish James, but I let's pick it up after the break. I want to get your take on who that somebody might be, and maybe somebody who also doesn't want him trying to trying to springboard up to the national stage as well, which speaks to this piece and that you've penned in terms of what you think the Cuomo demise may be a dress rehearsal for. More with Adam Mill. He is an attorney specializing in labor and employment law, and a contributor to the Federalist, American Greatness, and Daily Caller. We'll be right back.
Grab a good seat and sharpen your pencils. Class is in session with Professor Dan Proft and the Dan Proft Show.
Welcome back to the show. We're speaking with Adam Mill. He's an attorney specializing in labor, employment, and public administration law, contributor to the Federalist, American Greatness, and the Daily Caller. And before the break, we were talking about the timing of the feeding frenzy that has enveloped Cuomo. It seems like this guy has fallen into his own piranha tank, as I've sort of characterized it previously. And, you know, why this is, and maybe somebody sees their opportunity to ascend to the governor's mansion. Maybe the attorney general, Tish James, who he actually made, ironically, but I'm sure that won't bother her. And maybe also there are parties at the national level who don't want Cuomo thinking about anything outside the corporate boundaries of New York. Your take on that, Adam?
Yeah, and I think that you mentioned the attorney general from New York. Kamala Harris is another person that's suspected. You know, the Biden administration has commented on this and said that you know, they believe his accusers. And it's, yeah, I think sexual harassment is a, you know, it's a very serious thing. It needs to be taken seriously. But it's astonishing to me that it's weighing heavier than these nursing home deaths and, you know, these people dying these horrible deaths. But I guess that's the culture we live in. You know, so I think that another thing is if you're on the inside of this kind of leftist, you know, monolith, you should be worried because they can turn on you. Your purity doesn't matter. Your, you know, how much you've played ball doesn't matter. If you get in the way, they can turn on you. And it comes out as a coordinated effort with the press. You know, the FBI opened up investigations. The U.S. attorney opened up an investigation and made all this public. And it all just kind of rolled out all at once. It was almost like an anti-Donald Trump movement.
So is this, you know, why? I mean, so I understand it's a viper pit. I think most people get that. You know, everybody's seen House of Cards, at least the American version. They should see the British version with Ian Richardson as Francis Urquhart, but I digress. So who here wants to sideline Andrew Cuomo, doesn't want him recovering and being relevant in 2024? Would that be sort of Kamala Harris and Joe Obama world, or is this really a parochial matter in New York State?
It's hard for me to say. And I mean, there are other things that could be going on too, like business interests in New York maybe don't like the way he's been managing you know, legislation through Albany and what he's approving of and what he's not approving of. It could be a, you know, regulation thing. It could be just a convergence of several things all at once. I wish I, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's speculative.
Phone call.
Right.
So I don't know, but what you can see very clearly is this is not just a, you know, an organic thing. This is all happening, you know, with a single kind of decision being made behind the scenes because it's just so coordinated and all the talking points all line up. It's like what used to happen to Trump. And it's a great lesson for the left that, you know, all that stuff you thought was great when it was going against Big Bad Orange, those guns can be turned back inward and pointed at you.
You,
want to,
Yeah, right. I mean, right, sure. I mean, these identitarians, cannibalizing one another is just another day at the office. There's no question. With respect to this piece that you wrote for amgreatness.com, another angle you have here is a suggestion that what we see playing out with Andrew Cuomo could be a dress rehearsal for what plays out with Joe Biden. Elaborate on that theory.
Yeah, I've written on this before. When you look at the things that were run against Donald Trump, the investigation for foreign entanglements, election shenanigans, and past sexual harassment allegations, and at one point in time his competency, all of those tactics could easily be applied to the current president, to President Joe Biden. And there's already been some steps taken. I mean, you look at the fact that the Democrats, his own Democrats, are talking about trying to take away his power to launch nuclear weapons as the elected president of the United States, which, first of all, that's got huge constitutional implications if they were to do that. But it is a hint that they've already decided that his mental acuity is not there and he can no longer be trusted with the nuclear weapon. So it does look like the first moves are being made. Is it a warning to get him under control, or are they serious and they want to take the next step, elevate Kamala Harris, and move forward with something everyone was probably expecting sooner or later, but sooner rather than later?
Well, so it's one of those things, too, where not only the mental acuity question, but just his penchant for going whichever way the wind is blowing and his collegiality with some of the old timers in the Senate and so forth, he could be led astray to do something less radical than the Marxist left that dominates the Democrat Socialist Party wants to do. And this is a way to essentially keep him in line, is to say, if you don't toe this line, our line, then, we'll undermine you in this way. And of course, we have all of these examples and anecdotes and an accuser like Tara Reid, who those examples and anecdotes and accusers were all shunted aside during the campaign, but we can bring them all back and probably find some more and do to you what is being done to Andrew Cuomo right now to usher you out before your term is up.
That's exactly right. And that's exactly why I wrote the title of the article, which is President Biden better pay attention to what's happening to Cuomo, because it, whether intentionally or not, it is a warning that he is vulnerable to that same kind of turning on a dime and yesterday's friends are today's enemies. Biden is so vulnerable to all of that.
And I don't find Kamala Harris like particularly sharp, but I do find her particularly conniving. And that Cheshire cat grin she's always got on her face, I would think, boy, I would sleep with one eye open if I was Joe Biden.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think there are a lot of banana peels laying around in the White House right now.
it would be interesting, too, thinking about this just even in the shorter term than even his first term, 4 years, thinking about this from a midterm perspective. What happens if they lose control of the House and or Senate? Does that expand Biden's shelf life or contract it?
I think that if they lose control after the midterms, Biden becomes, unless he develops some new vigor and vim and announces that he's going to definitely run at the end of 4 years, he's an irrelevant lame duck after that. So he's particularly expendable after the midterms. I think one difference between our side and the other side is that we can look at the situation with Cuomo. We can not like Cuomo, but still say this is bad. He's being treated unfairly. He's, this is being brought up in a coordinated effort to take him down. It should have been handled as the facts were unfolding rather than holding it as ammunition for political timing. I'm against that, whether it's happening to Cuomo, whether it's happening to Trump, regardless of who it's happening to. This is very cynical politics.
Andrew Cuomo is the kind of guy that the word Schadenfreude was invented to apply to. But I hear what you're saying. I mean, I think he deserves what he's getting, but your point is well taken that not in the way he's getting it. It should have, as you say, handled at the time of these offenses were that occurred and or were uncovered or should have been uncovered. That's a fair point. He is Adam Mill. He's an attorney specializing in labor and employment, as well as public administration law. Contributor to The Federalist, Am Greatness, American Greatness, and The Daily Caller. Do check out his piece, which I'll tweet out, is Cuomo's Destruction, a Dress Rehearsal for Biden. Adam, thanks so much for joining us again. Appreciate it.
Exposing political fakers, fixers, and takers. He's Dan Proft, and this is The Dan Proft Show.